Good morning, everyone. It's Morning Questions here with Jeff Doss. It's Friday, and we are kicking off March. I hope you guys have had a great start to your month. I know I have. It's been busy, but fun. Lots of new challenges and lots of things to go after and to excel at. So, hope you guys are having a great day. Today we start black belt testing. So, it's an exciting day. I have lots of different errands and things to run to make sure things are ready last minute for the big weekend. So we start ours on Friday night and then goes until Saturday. And so it's exciting. So keep those testers in your thoughts and prayers today as they go after one of their goals and learn how to push through and accomplish some challenges they may have or maybe didn't know that they need to face this weekend. So it's going to be exciting. And the question of the day is, what words do I represent or do I embody? So like when someone thinks of you, like, what is it that you want to say? I am this, you know, I am committed. I am congruent. I am confident. I am a great communicator. I am faithful. Think about what those words are. You know, what do you want to, what do you want to describe you, you know? And if you aren't currently maybe those things, start thinking of it. Start being that. There's a great practice in training that we did with Michael Burnoff, just saying that, walking and saying, I am confident. I am congruent. I am dedicated. I am committed. And really feeling it. And doing it with other people so that way, and they can be like, I don't believe you. You're not walking that way. You're not saying it. You're just saying the words. Be it. Let it really be inside of you, you know? And that's just, that's part of that that practice and that training to grow. And it starts with what language is important, you know, what you say, but also how you feel. And, you know, telling yourself, your brain, and making that connect with the rest of your body. And it also works the other way, too, letting that body work with your brain. They work together, okay? So, and again, that's why it's very important to have that healthy body and focus on that. So, what are the words? You know, for me, mine have changed a lot because I want to keep growing as I go. At some point, you know, last year, it's funny, I wrote these down, like in 2018, the words I wanted was being congruent was number one, confident was number two, and committed was number three. In 2019, it was confident was number one, a great communicator was number two, and congruent was number three. These are things that I wanted him to improve, okay? Not saying that that was where I felt my best, but I was working to be that. So, you know, and so now I think, again, it's that congruent is back to that, okay? Sometimes, you know, I need to do that more. And also being committed. Committed is the one. So we'd love to hear you guys, what you think about this. Get up, walk, and just say, I am confident. I am congruent. And not just say it, be it, okay? And think about those things. Think about what you want and how you want to grow over this time. It really helps. It's a great exercise. You know, pray about it. Read your Bible and let that, you know, connect with you. Just focus, guys, and just take the time for yourself so that way you can be the best self for others, okay? And for your family, for your business, for your friends, for the world. All right. So have a blessed day, guys. Thank you guys so much. And we will see you next week. And I hope everyone goes out there and inspires someone. Have a blessed day.